From the developer, the state NREC has noted that they have noted that every effort would be made to minimize deforestation and subsequent impacts to the wildlife habitat. That two forested tracts at the north end of the site consisting of 21 acres have been retained, as well as a 20-acre forested tract at the south end. The NREC appreciates the forest retention, but does note that the 20-acre area on the north end of the site will be bisected by an access road and possible stormwater facilities. The forested area on the south end of the site is mapped as wetland forest and may not be developed. This development will result in the loss of 24 acres of wildlife habitat. That both of the forested areas should be placed in the form of permanent conservation so they are truly preserved and are not impacted by the future for expansion or other purposes that will result in additional forest loss. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division that this site is located in the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District and planning area, that wastewater capacity is available, that the current system connection charge rate is $6,848 per equivalent dwelling unit, that the proposed project will connect to the existing manhole on Old Stage Road, that parcels 33 and 34 must be annexed into the sewer district, that conformity to the Ellendale Technical Memorandum and a preliminary study for Ellendale's treatment and disposal options will be required, that parcels 115 and 122 of the project are within the boundary of the sewer district and connection to the sewer district is mandatory, that the remaining parcels adjoin the existing sewer district, and that the county will consider annexing the parcels into the sewer district following completion of certain administrative procedures. The project is within planning, study, and design assumptions for sewer service. That the department recommends that the developer contact the town of Ellendale for annexation into the town. The county requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet department requirements and procedures. The county engineer must approve the connection point, that a sewer concept plan has been submitted and approved by the engineering department, that conformity to the Ellendale Technical Memorandum and the preliminary study for Ellendale's treatment and disposal options is required, that annexation of the additional land must be completed prior to submittal of construction drawings for review, and the one-time system connection charges will apply. Lastly, the commission, for the commission's benefit, based on comments received from the county Community Development and Housing Division, the developer has received approval from County Council and the Community Development and Housing Division to participate in a moderately priced housing unit program for this project. The department gives consent that this project may now move forward with expedited review. The approval is based on the developer's commitment to provide 45 moderately priced housing units and to comply with the regulations of Ordinance Number 1821. I believe that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, sir. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, anyone having an interest in this application, please feel free to come up, take a look at the displays. At the appropriate time, you're given the opportunity to be given the opportunity to speak, and we hope you do. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, and staff. For the record, my name is John Pardee. I'm an attorney with the law firm Prickett, Jones & Elliott, 11 North State Street, Dover, Delaware, and I'm legal counsel to the applicant Shipbuilders, LLC. With me tonight is Zach Crouch from the engineering firm of Davis, Bowen, and Friedel in Milford, and he will speak to you in a moment about some of the more technical aspects of this application. Given the late hour, in the interest of time, I'm going to be uncharacteristically brief and just hit some of the highlights for you, and we'd rather answer whatever questions you may have than regurgitate what you have before you. So just hit a couple highlights. First, I think it's important to note that this project is in a development area as defined by your comprehensive plan, so the proposed development is, in fact, consistent with your comprehensive plan. The proposed density of 2.11 units per acre is less than the density permitted by the proposed zoning. The application meets all of the requirements of your zoning and subdivision codes, including Section 99-9C, which Mr. Crouch will touch upon briefly. As Mr. Lank noted, in December of last year, the proposed development was accepted into the county's MPHU program, and that, of course, promotes affordable housing, which is a key objective of your comprehensive plan. I think it's important to note that although the PLUS letter mentioned some habitat loss, it's, I think, to be commended that this application would actually preserve a substantial amount of open space, more than half of the site. If you look at the total acreage, it's 141. Only about 47 acres are being developed. And so two-thirds of the site is undeveloped. Half of that is going to be preserved as open space, including 40 acres to be placed into a permanent conservation easement to maintain wildlife habitat. The application also preserves a substantial amount of the woodlands on site. There will be no adverse impact on schools, roads, community facilities, or other infrastructure resources. And for all of those reasons, we would respectfully request your favorable consideration. I believe our proposed findings and considerations are in the record. I have additional copies, which I'll provide to Mr. Lank. And at this point, I'd like to turn the application over to Mr. Crouch.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen. Zach Crouch with Davis Bowen and Friedel. And tonight we're here for a rezoning of MRRPC for the particular project that I'm going to actually briefly go over. The project itself is located on the east side of 113 Sharon Road and just south of 16 and along the Old State Road, exactly adjacent to what is now the existing city limits of the town of Allendale. The project consists of 141 acres and actually consists of four parcels, in which the parcels themselves, there's one up by Sharon's Road, there's a parcel here, a parcel here, and a parcel here. And actually, if you refer to tab C, there's just a boundary just showing those particular four parcels. As Mr. Pardee explained, the project, and actually the state has explained, the project is in the level 2, 3, and 4 per the state strategies map, but just for reference, the state strategy map are done every 5 years, and basically they're done as municipalities and the counties do their comprehensive plans. And since y'all's comprehensive plan has just been approved, not just recently, all four parcels are within your development area for your comprehensive plan. The property lies within the Milford School District and then Ellendale Fire District, and it is not impacted by the 100-year flood floodplain. The road zoning as requested is MRRPC, which will consist of 224 single-family homes and 72 townhouses. As Mr. Lank and Mr. Pardee explained, we did go through the moderately priced housing program and was approved by council on December 9th, which there's a letter from economic development on tab 7. This parcel here that was referred to as far as in the sewer district, there's three parcels that are in the currently in the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District. This parcel here is not, but we have submitted and have coordinated through county engineering. We do have an approved concept plan, so there is capacity for this, and we cannot annex the property into the sewer district until we go through this process. So there is capacity, and the county has pretty much blessed our concept plan, and we do have an approval on that. And there again, there is if you want to reference, there is a letter from Rob Davis in tab 7 that references that. There is going to be a permanent conservation easement. You know, Danrec did state that, I guess they commend, based on going back and forth to plus two different times and some of the different revisions we did to the plan, we are able to preserve a significant amount of the woodlands and provide a significant amount of open space. This blue line here actually is going to represent a conservation easement, and I believe it's also in your fine or in some of the conditions that Mr. Pardee submitted. And that was one of their recommendations, at the same time trying to preserve as much woodlands as possible. There's around 36 acres of woodlands being preserved, 18 plus or minus. The southern part of the site, there are some wetlands, but the northern part of the site, basically, there is no wetlands up in that area except for the tax ditch. There's an area park comprised of 3 acres, which is located on the northeast corner of the property. And the reason why we located this centrally located here, or actually not centrally located, but up in the right-hand corner, is just because, as mentioned in some of the comments, the town of Ellendale, we had been, we've submitted letters for annexation. They are in the process of amending their comp plan, and I believe a final draft is going to be submitted next month, and hopefully the approval within 2 months. But we have been, I think my first request into the town was about two and a half years ago. So we have been working with them, and we do attend, and actually it's part of the MPHU process and the approval letter, and as far as our application, that we explore annexing into the town of Ellendale. And by saying that, that's actually when we actually located a park area in the top right-hand corner or northeast corner, just because, you know, you see the existing town limits now. Even though it's not centrally located in our development, it'd be in the top, it'd be centrally located, or at least more accessible to the town limits. So that was the reason behind that. Streets and sidewalk, there'd be streets and street lighting and sidewalks on both sides of the road. Streets will be provided and built to Sussex County specs and specifications. There's an amenity of 1.37 acres, which is centrally located, which will consist of a tot lot, clubhouse, and a pool. There will be two bus stops located at the two entrances, one off of Sharon's, one off of Old State Street, which are located here and here. We do have a letter from the Milford School Districts basically approving those, which is located in tab 7. And we also went through the Delaware Transit Corporation, which is, you know, DART, which there's also another letter in tab 7, which they approve the location of a DART bus stop in this location here. So the coordination for pedestrian, to, you know, encourage pedestrian traffic, I mean, we have tried to coordinate that through also the school district and also in DART with the park, with the sidewalks, to be integrated into the town once we move in that direction. Gravity sewer will basically take, will serve to hold parcel itself. There would be a pump station located in this area here, and there again, that was part of the concept plan approval, in which the county has already approved. We are within the CPCN of Artesian, which we were providing fire protection as well as domestic water for the site. Stormwater management, there are 6 ponds. We will utilize, you know, best management practices for the ponds based on the types of soils and borings once we get into the design phase. But, you know, based on some of the characteristics of the soils as well as the tack stitches, I can pretty much give a guess that they will be wet ponds. Electric, cable and telephone and gas will be provided, and letters are included in tab 8 by, you know, Delaware Electric Co-op, Comcast, Verizon, and Chesapeake Utility. Tab 6 is the traffic impact study. I just want to go over some of the important things of that. There was a revised letter that was sent to Mr. Lank on March 30th, which removed item number one in the traffic impact study, which was an agreement to fund a portion of improvements at 113 and 16. When we did our traffic impact study, we had taken account of existing or proposed projects that have been approved, in which two of them that are now not on the shelf as of right now is Elizabethtown and Isaac Glen. And Mr. Bill Brockenbrough actually mentions that in his letter. So with that being said, the improvements to fund that have been removed from the traffic impact study, but there are improvements that the developer is required to do, which will consist of improving Sharon's Road from 113 to 16 and improving South Old State Street from the southern property of the project all the way to 16, which will consist of 11-foot lanes and four-foot shoulders. And the reason, in the traffic impact study, it does say 5-foot. We've already met with DLDOT, and based on the limited amount of right-of-way that's in the area and the drainage problems that we are going to have to fix, but there would be some type of swales required. We will be doing 4-foot shoulders instead of 5, so everything would be within the right-of-way. There will also be a raised concrete island located at Sharon's and 113 required per the traffic impact study. And there again, based on existing conditions, that's required just to define that intersection since it's not perpendicular to 113. Wetlands delineation, for the record, I got several copies here, but
thank you.
This is an approved letter that we received on March 31st of 2009 for the JD jurisdiction that was approved by the Corps. So delineation was performed by ERI, and it was submitted to the Army Corps, and that letter is only a couple weeks old. Denerec will require us to get a permit for the one wetlands, or one crossing of the tax ditch, which is located in this area here. And there's a letter that references that in tab 7 as well. Tax ditches that exist today, we will maintain a 50-foot buffer, and which really surrounds the property itself. We have a tax ditch here, 50-foot buffer, and of course there's one here, here, and here. And for the TAC comments, which there again, there's an explanation in the TAC comments, which is a part of your submission. We are working with Brooks K. Hall in reference to the reduction of that tax ditch. There is an 80-foot wide tax ditch, but there again, on previous projects, especially anything that's residential, the purpose of the 80-foot or even 250 feet was to allow an area based on a field being tilled and the amount of silt that ends up in the ditches to be spread out. But with residential subdivisions, of course, that's a little bit it's reduced based on, you know, the lots are actually have grass and the erosion is reduced. As Mr. Pardee explained, just two or three more things I want to point out. One of the key components here was one to try to do a project that is not cookie cutter. I mean, this project, the layout of this basically reflects the town of Ellendale. And the town of Ellendale, it's in their code as far as the exact verbiage is the grid, traditional block layout. And, you know, they're again looking at, you know, down the road, if, you know, annexing into the town, we wanted to be pretty much the same thing that the town has today. So, and there again, that's the reasoning for the park being in the location it is, and also trying to be good neighbors by preserving the woodlands, which they're, you know, we could have added several more lots per the MPHU process because you get a bonus density. There's no bonus density that we requested. The 2.11 or 2.11 units per acre is basically what exists today. The project has a split zoning too, and I should have mentioned this at the beginning. This parcel here actually has is AR and GR. Basically a strip of land that runs along South State Street that's all GR, and it's noted in the zoning, on the zoning map, which should be in tab 2.
450-foot deep.
So you can see the yellow on that on the zoning map, which basically shows that GR running pretty much a significant distance down Old State Street. So, as Mr. Pardee also mentioned, we have addressed all TAC comments, all plus comments, and 99-9C. And not to go into each individual comment for 99-C, I just want to touch base on at least two of them. And one of them is the integration of the proposed subdivision to existing terrain. And there again, that basically goes back to what I stated before, trying to incorporate what the existing town has to what we have, and also to incorporate a park area that would be centralized to the town itself compared to just a subdivision, so that more than just a subdivision to utilize. Preservation of open space. The site comprises of 141 acres. With 76.59 acres of open space, which is 54% open space. And there again, we accomplished what we needed to accomplish, but at the same time, we were able to preserve some natural features, which basically include the forest and the wetlands. And that's pretty much what it boils down to. Effects on area roadways and public transportation. All the improvements that I discussed for the TIS will be borne by the and paid for by the developer itself. And that should pretty much do it. I guess the only last one that I want to mention is the compatibility with other land uses, in which part of the MPHU process, you have to be, none of the parcels or none of your property can be in a level 4 area. And with the new comprehensive plan and with it being in the development area, allowed us to go through the MPHU process. So even though we are in a level 4 area, with the change in the comprehensive plan, it allowed us to do that, in which when the state strategy map is revised, it will reflect the changes of municipalities as well as the county. With that being said, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, I hope there's a lot of information here, and if anybody has any questions, please feel free.
All right, sir.
That's it. I just wanted to mention for the record that the responses to 99-9C are found at tab 4 of the notebook.
All right, sir.
I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, we'll see if anybody has any, and we'll start with Mr. Burton.
All right, I appreciate your brevity. I just have a few questions, and they're not in any order here. I just wrote them down. The blue line on the north parcel kind of surrounds the entire wood section that you're going to deed over, but on the south section, it doesn't.
Yeah, they would be extended.
I mean, no, why wouldn't it go all the way around? Is the wetlands not part of the property that it will be preserved?
Okay, I see what you're saying, like this?
All the way around the outside of the property, just like it is up in the. Why wouldn't it go all the way around? Why aren't you preserving that
woods
whole
here?
Thing?
The only we can include this, we are showing, and there again, it's not part of the application, an elevated storage tank, and I'm sorry, I should have brought this up too, an elevated storage tank and a water treatment facility for artesian. And the only reason why we're showing it is that if it is needed, we would come back for a conditional use, and whether it's denied or not, it is not part of this application. We just wanted to show it as an area. If they do need additional capacity they need a location for a well, they have the ability to do that. And actually, that was part of the agreement with the developer. So, and if we just ran it over to include all these woodlands, the only concern that I have is that I don't think these folks are going to want this right behind their house. And I'm thinking that we would move this back in this area here, which would be minimum disturbance. But, you know, if it's up to the commissioners to say we include as much of this uplands as possible in there with just a small area for that to happen, that's no problem. I mean, the
intent, but it's not going to be for development.
No.
Future development.
I think it's also important to note that we don't know at this point whether or not that water infrastructure facility is going to be needed at all.
Right.
So we're just providing, if it is needed, that there would be additional space available for it.
And that would be a total separate application.
But it would not be capable of being developed.
Okay. The
Mr. Burton, just one more thing. There's state lands here too. So, I mean, that was one of the reasons to try to preserve this as much as possible, just because, which is actually referenced in the plus comments as well.
The booklet also mentions maybe a need for some traffic calming on that drag strip. Was that considered at all?
This here?
No, or the one in the...
This here?
No. I think it's right up the, right there.
Yeah.
That's where I took it as in this book.
I mean,
I'm just asking why you didn't address it. That's all.
I just, traffic calming measures, which really result in speed bumps, which, the fire department just hates. I've done many subdivisions which have along, you got subdivision with, 25 miles an hour. It's usually, if one person doesn't yell at you, your neighbor or your other neighbor is going to yell at you. So,
what kind of timeline do you have on the pool and the tot lot and maybe the park?
The pool and the clubhouse.
Didn't
we include that in the finding? Oh, yeah. Can you?
That's addressed in our proposed conditions, but obviously we're amenable to tying the construction of the amenities to some level of building permits, as you typically do, I think.
Okay. What do you think the timeline is on getting annexed? Do you know?
Well, I did speak with the mayor last week, and it's been a long process, and that's the reason why we're in front of y'all today. I started that process about 2.5 years ago, and I know I'm sure they can, I'm not speaking for them by any means, I'm sure they will tell you the same thing, but
they come to an end, you think?
Their comp plan, from my understanding, has been, the final draft has been completed. It goes in front of their council next month. And then, based on that, I think the only thing that needs to happen is the governor to sign it.
And this is included in that?
The area is in their comp plan. All four parcels are in their comp plan. That is correct.
And what would the phasing be? Would you build what would you build first?
Based on some of the the improvements that are needed along Sharon's and Old State Street, we would build just one entrance and probably build something in this phase first. That way we have about availability of having both townhouses and single families. If we came from this entrance, then of course, you know, really to get all the way over here would be not in the best interest.
The plan would be to come in off of State Street to begin and then work your way to the back.
Yes.
And then enter.
And, you know, one is that it would eliminate some traffic out here, you know, while construction's going on, but also with the pump station being in this location, it only makes sense to start on this side so that gravity does not run all the way across the site.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Johnson,
thank you, sir. Could you tell me a little bit about your park and how you, I mean, I think it's nice that you're offering this to the community, and from what I've read, it's going to be available to the entire Allendale community, correct?
Yes.
How would the residents of this subdivision have access to it? And
that's a good question, Mr. Johnson. And one thing that I noticed after, you know, we have an access point here. You know, we need to provide one here too. So there's two access points. So these folks can go, and these folks can go. And then of course, we're going to have sidewalks. As you can tell, there's a multi-use path required along Old State Street until it gets to this property, and then actually it ties into the bike lane, which will continue up to 16. So, you know, there will be adequate, you know, because there's no shoulders out there now. So at this particular point here, I mean, there would be shoulders on both sides for the bike lane, which would, you know, there again would act as pedestrian traffic from Allendale to the park itself.
So it's all by foot? Access to it is by foot?
That's the best way to get some exercise, I guess.
And so this would be a park like where someone could have a family picnic or something like that?
I don't see why not.
You ever seen family picnics where people don't drive cars?
Next week.
I mean, how would, if I'm in a community, if I live in the Allendale community and I want to go to this park and I'm too lazy to walk, where am I going to park?
The whole goal there was to have it so that it encouraged walking. There's not really too far of a distance. I mean, if you're asking whether some type of parking area can be provided, I don't see a problem in doing that. But along Old South State Street, I mean, there's just no way to do it. I mean, it's, you know, we can move a lot around here to provide a parking lot in here, but if somebody wants to come from the town, they're going to have to come all the way into development just to park. The whole reason of putting it where, you know, it's easy access and can be visible, you know, hopefully it would encourage people to walk, because, I mean, that's the big thing nowadays.
Everybody's as lazy as you are.
Right. But if I'm going to carry my cooler or beer over there, so for my family reunion, that'd be...
Take a cab.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, the Allendale taxi will take you over there.
There you go. Is this a park that you're planning to dedicate to the town if you're annexed, or is it something that's going to be an expense of maintenance that'll be...
That would be worked out in an annexation agreement. Okay. I'm sure that the town would, I would hope, they would want control over that. If not, then, of course, it would be part of the development.
Okay. And you are providing sidewalks or the multimodal pathway along Old State Road?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, given the thoroughness of the booklet that was presented to me, I have no further questions. I do have a comment, though. And, gentlemen, I appreciate your submitting your comments and your response to Plus Comments in a timely manner so we got benefit of their total input, unlike a couple other folks tonight.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Gordy.
All my questions have been answered.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Crouch, aren't there some other traffic calming measures besides speed bumps?
Yeah, I mean, you could get someone out there to direct traffic.
No, I don't need the details on, but I've been to some seminars.
Yeah, I mean, there's
Dale Town Police would probably be pretty effective, I think, but I don't think you're going to want them in there.
I mean, there's a number of things that we could look at, but, I mean, you know, being in a community and being, you got 7,500 square foot lots, and you know, I know the subdivision I live in, I mean, you know, you got people yelling at you no matter what you do. So, I mean, I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, the community has to take some responsibility. I don't see it being, I think it's more of a nuisance than anything else. But if that's something that the commission wanted to see, you know, we'd be more than happy to do that. But I just don't really see it being necessary.
I'm not trying to speak for the other members of the commission, but I've just become aware that there are some other traffic calming measures besides speed bumps,
yes,
such as different ways of parking on the streets and trees, things apparently that give not so much physical impairments, but some visuals that will slow things down. And as a reminder, one of the 99.9C things is to provide for safe vehicular and pedestrian access. And while in your opinion you didn't see it as necessary, you know, for parents of a small child or someone that's maybe on their way to the park or something like that, we don't want to downplay this safety issues, do we?
Mr. Smith, I couldn't agree more, and there's a million different traffic calming devices out there, and if
name three for me, because I'm sitting here trying to think of what else you would do. You have a speed bump, a dip in the road. What else are you going to do?
Well, you could put those plastic bollards out there, the ones that are breakaway, just like Mr. Smith said, that, you know, basically redirects traffic. So instead of having a straight shot, I mean, they're just suction cups. But
so
you can put them in an area so that, you know, they can't go straight.
So when Mr. Burton goes tearing down there in his latest Mercedes sports car, testing it out, do you think that's going to stop him? He'll be cutting on everything.
Well, it's either that or it's going to tear up his new Mercedes.
Well, the way those things handle, he'll be zipping around there 40, 50 miles an hour.
There are design options that involve more than cable tops or speed bumps.
Rumble strips, I mean.
Well, but there's things where you can put curves in the road. There are things called chicanes that you can put in the road to force traffic. The basic issue, though, is it going to be a residential neighborhood with parking on one or two sides or not?
You know, Sussex County requirements is no parking on the road.
Well, there's the whole new road standards that you're going to have to comply with.
Yes.
That do have provisions for parking.
Yes, which is only one, should be on one side of the road.
Well, by the way that you do it, by alternating the parking, for example, to require weaving back and forth, there's all sorts of ways that the design can require that will result in slower traffic, whether it's designed
in more action that way.
In the state.
If you go right and you go left and you go right and left, I've seen many rear end collisions.
I think there's plenty of traffic studies that should support those kinds of concepts.
I think, you know,
not at 9:30.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I apologize for opening that line of discussion.
I think the easiest way.
Moving
to do,
right along.
You know, the strip they're talking about is from here to here, and you know, we could always put stop signs, making this a three-way intersection.
All right, there you go.
So you have to stop here to go to here, stop here, but, you know, there again, it's something.
Not to debate the issue, but the point of accidents, that's probably the worst thing that could be done, because most people, when they decide they're not going to pay attention to stop signs, is where the accidents occur. And
I disagree with that.
I'm going to ask you gentlemen to take it outside after the meeting.
I disagree with that.
We're going to proceed. These poor folks have been sitting here for 3.5 hours, and so have we. Go ahead. What else you got?
That's all.
You're done? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Staff has questions.
I'm sorry. No, you go ahead.
You could add a traffic circle. That would take care of it.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
I just want to throw that in.
That's right.
No question.
Just a Wisconsin traffic circle.
Just two quick follow-ups in answer to Mr. Burton's question about the timing of the construction of amenities. I spoke with the applicant's representative, and obviously we're willing to tie the construction of the amenities to the timing of the building permits. We suggested perhaps 75%. If that's not acceptable, then, you know, whatever you would suggest, but we're comfortable doing that. Second point is with regard to the slowing down the traffic, that's obviously somewhat of a site planning issue, and I think the commitment that you have from us is that we're amenable to considering whatever options you deem appropriate, stop signs, speed bumps, whatever. We're open to that. Right now, we're here for a residential plan, community, change of zoning. When we get to site plan, whatever you want.
There you go.
So you would say that you would be receptive to a condition that the commission imposed that you provide for traffic calming on that?
Yes.
Yes.
Road, and okay. It would be then, part of your submittal and your preliminary site plan review?
Correct.
I agree.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Lank, any questions?
No.
Further questions, Mr. Couts? Counsel?
No, sir.
Okay. Me neither. All right, gentlemen, thank you. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1681 Shipbuilders LLC?
Yeah.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1681? Yes, sir. Step right up. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to let the mayor come first. Ladies first, please. I didn't see her get up. She's considerably smaller than you, and I didn't see her.
My name is Dolores Price. I'm the mayor of Ellendale. And after sitting here and listening to a lot that's been going on, there are quite a few issues that I think our town needs to handle with them before they get approval through you. And going back through all of the zoning that we have, and realizing also spoke to him and told him that the comp plan update has been done and they are now in phase one. I need to know where lot 34 is on the map.
Mayor, where are we in the annexation process?
Where are we with the annexation process? Just by letter in 2005, I believe it was, they asked by letter to annex, but they never came in and filled out an application. I gave them an application. I believe they came in December for with Mr. LeCates. Mm-hmm. I gave an application, asked them to come in and fill out the application, let's get the annexation process going. That's the only reason why, really, that we're actually disapproving tonight. We want them to come in and to get that done. And we want them to come before our planning and zoning and also before the town because there's a lot that they didn't know. The planning and zoning was not aware of. And there's things that I've just become aware of, too, by sitting here listening to the presentation tonight. And they have been in with our comp plan pretty much so. I have a question on the height of the townhouses, which is not the height that we have in our comp plan. But the bottom line is we want them to come before us and get approval from us. Get the annexation started. And let's get moving on it. And if they can get that done, get us started on it within the next 2 months. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I answer her question?
Actually, you can. Yeah, I want to talk to you for a minute. She's finished. She still has the floor.
Well, I have others who have something to say.
I know. We're going to get to them.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get to them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like you to answer her question.
Lot number 34 was located in here.
Okay. I just want to make sure it wasn't part of the original project. Pin Oak Street and all of that stuff. I wanted to make sure that 34 was not in there.
No speed bumps.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Don D'Aquila. I'm a member of the Planning Commission in the town of Ellendale, as well as the chairperson. And if I appear to be somewhat out of the loop, it's because the developer hasn't been in the loop. We have invited him to the Planning and Zoning Commission on many occasions. He's welcome to come at any meeting, bring his information with him. This plan before us tonight is the first time I have seen this particular plan. That being said, of course, I would advise, I would like the commission to disapprove the application. This application should be before the town of Ellendale. It should be before the town of Ellendale Planning and Zoning Commission. We have a Planning and Zoning Commission. It's been in place for at least 7 or 8 years. We have an approved comprehensive plan. The plan before us right this minute is the 5-year update, which is due sometime later on this year. We're ahead of the game. This particular parcel is completely, from what I can see, incorporated into the approved comp plan that was certified by the state of Delaware in 2005. We are just doing an update. The developer, it appears, has indicated that there's been a timeliness issue. Ellendale has worked very, very diligently to prepare an annexation understanding through attorneys Jay Work, Hudson, and whomever else, that is their town attorney. Annexation has proceeded in the town of Ellendale as recently as September. We held an annexation. The annexation was, the parcel was annexed into the town of Ellendale. It was done by vote of the citizens of the town of Ellendale. So we are well-versed in how to do annexation, and so well-versed that Attorney Schrader, not Dennis Schrader, but Erica Schrader, who is an attorney with Jay Work and Hudson, who is primarily taking care of Ellendale through the firm at this point, indicates we can do it in as little as 60 days, but it probably, given timelines between the developer and meetings and such, it may take 90 days, maybe a little bit longer. But we can expedite this process, and we're of the strong hopes that this should be annexed into the town of Ellendale. We feel very strongly that it will be annexed in through referendum and through the voters of the town of Ellendale. Should it not be, then of course he has the right to come back here and visit with you all. We also have a memorandum of understanding on record with the county.
Mr. DeAquil, I think he has the right to be here right now because you haven't annexed him. You don't have jurisdiction over
well,
this
the,
property.
The reason he hasn't annexed...
It belongs to us right now.
The reason he hasn't annexed in is because he's not completed the application.
Maybe he doesn't want to come.
I can appreciate that, but the member...
I'm going to ask him in a minute what's going on.
Well, he's indicated that already. He's indicated that they're exploring it, and then in the next statement he indicates that he wants to move forward with annexation. Certainly, annexation into the town of Ellendale, this particular project is going to increase the size of the population of Ellendale, whether it's in or outside the jurisdiction of Ellendale. It's going to increase it by 6 to 7-fold upon completion. With this number of units, there's several hundred living residents within the corporate limits of Ellendale right now. You know, that is an understanding of Ellendale. Upon annexation to Ellendale, Ellendale policing would take care of this subdivision. Also, Ellendale code would take care of this this subdivision, as well as the planning of this subdivision. And the impact on the town, without the town having the annexation understanding and the guidance to guide a development of this magnitude, is certainly not a positive understanding to the town, but a detriment to the town if it is not annexed into the town. And I know annexation is a voluntary understanding. It is voluntary. It's purely voluntary. But as a developer says, they want to move forward with it. It is in the comp plan that we have approved by the state of Delaware. It is in our growth comp plan. I've personally met with Zach on numerous occasions, and it's always been, and it has been here tonight, that the developer wishes to annex in.
Maybe they want to get their approval at the county level and then get annexed in after that. I think that's what they're.
Well, I don't have an understanding. What I'm thinking.
I'm just asking.
It appears to us that they have done everything but proceed with annexation into the town of Ellendale. As I indicated, we could have incorporated them into the September referendum and put them on the same ballot at that particular time. They have decided to come to the county instead. I don't know what their intentions are other than to not annex into the town of Ellendale. And
their choice, I guess. I mean, I don't know what.
Well, is it a choice or isn't it a choice? The understanding of it is in our comp plan. It is also in a memorandum of understanding with the county that they defer to Ellendale for annexation to be incorporated into the corporate limits of Ellendale for all the good reasons, the understanding of code, the understanding of policing, the understanding of public works, the understanding of this park they just described. You know, they never did once say who was going to take care of that, but they did mention Ellendale, the residents of Ellendale, and dedicating it to Ellendale. So it should be just like that, dedicated to the town of Ellendale. There's also the understanding of the streets. If they are annexed into the town of Ellendale, it becomes the town of Ellendale's jurisdiction to take care of those streets. They would, in fact, be dedicated to the town of Ellendale, and the town of Ellendale would take care of maintenance. The understanding of them being in the county would require some sort of understanding with the homeowners association to correct any deficiencies in those streets. The county would not maintain those streets. They would become public streets within that subdivision, unlike being in the town of Ellendale. This project is contiguous at this present time with the town of Ellendale boundaries. I want to let you know that. Okay. Moving this development into the corporate boundaries of Ellendale and asking this developer to first proceed with annexation into Ellendale prior to coming before this board for approval for this subdivision in the county. If it were annexed into the town of Ellendale, which they do not have to annex into the town of Ellendale.
Right, sure.
They do not have to annex in.
Right.
They say they're exploring the possibility, and then they say they're going to dedicate the park, as I indicated. That allows for the increase for the town of Ellendale's policing. That allows for the increase in the understanding of coding. That allows for the increase in their public works, which are all going to be impacted tremendously by this 7-8-fold of new members into the community. It's going to impact the policing understanding. It's going to impact the code understanding within the town limits of Ellendale. But the first, what I'm trying to point out is the positives and the negatives. The positives for the town, the negatives for the town in the event that they do not annex in, or at least make the attempt. By not first making the attempt and coming before the county does not predispose them to come to the town of Ellendale for annexation. And I think you would agree that being served by Town of Ellendale Policing, Town of Ellendale Code, Town of Ellendale Public Works certainly would be better than being served outside of the municipal boundaries. And it's not the intentions of the comprehensive plans that are approved by the state of Delaware to have these types of developments proceed outside of the jurisdictions of the comp plan. It's their intent to be incorporated into the jurisdictions of the approved state comp plan. There seems to be, you know, a lot of conversation about the road and whatever lineal footage that is being an issue. Certainly those issues are addressed in our subdivision ordinance, and we can address them in-house versus them being addressed in this house.
I kind of get the feeling that's kind of where you're coming from, is that, you know, that you simply don't want this done
under the auspices of the county and then annexed it, you would rather just...
I honestly don't believe that there is any reason for them to annex into the town in the event that they gain county approval for this.
Okay, so because they don't need your water and sewer or anything?
We don't have water and sewer in the town of Ellendale.
Water and sewer.
Basically, we would be providing the public works understanding for the roads and assisting them with the roads, mandating code. It's a large subdivision.
Would you be taxing them also?
Still be property taxes.
You think that might have something to do with it?
Well, certainly policing and code have something to do with being able to maintain a proper livable environment. We're talking about, compared to what Ellendale is now, compared to what Ellendale will be then, is as I indicated, increasing the size of the city.
Well, it's a concern because it's right next
to
the water.
What is the understanding of the acreage of this site versus the acreage of the town of Laurel right now? But as far as the actual size, how many acres in the town of Laurel, in the town of Ellendale?
You can see it on the map up on the
easel. I think it's probably right up there on the easel.
Square outline town of Ellendale. It's pretty close.
I think you're misinterpreting the dollars and cents. I've never once said that, but dollars and cents do play a role in being able to properly code, properly police,
absolutely,
and properly public works, as the county will know.
Absolutely, and I'm definitely sympathetic to that. And having something that big right next door, you know, I'm sure is an issue. What we're trying to balance is, though, at this point in time, it's in the county's jurisdiction, and the question it then becomes I'm asked to ask our council what is required of us in this situation.
I was getting ready to speak up anyway because I think we're really getting
far afield
to use that phrase.
Yeah.
It's almost like the county's being asked to enforce Ellendale's zoning laws, and that simply is not an option. You've got your own laws, you've got your own ordinances, and that's the application has to be dealt with in those terms. And I appreciate the fact, as you all do, that you have a large constituency from Ellendale who's going to be affected whether it's annexed or not, but the bottom line is, this is a county application, and you've got to deal with it with your ordinances in mind. Using the height as an example, the mayor mentioned, you know, the fact that they may have a height limit of 36 feet, you know, that's nice, but, you know, ours is 42, and those are the ordinances to which you have to look when you decide this case.
And I think a lot of the basis for the suggestion from the state and others that development be directed toward the towns is under the assumption that the towns have infrastructure to offer these folks. And I don't think we have that in this situation, but be that as it is, we're right back to what council said. We're in the situation right now where we have to make a decision based on what's in front of us, and hopefully you guys can be able to work something out.
Irregardless of the state-approved comp plan, and the town does have infrastructure. The town does have code enforcement. The town does have policing. The town does have, you know, the understanding of public works. But it would need to grow in a situation like this. Does the county really think that this project will be better served within the county, or do you think it would be better served? I think the understanding I get from the approved comp plans is they're supposed to be better served and serviced by being incorporated into these municipal boundaries.
But that's not the county's option. This board or this commission doesn't have the option to make a determination as to whether or not they'd be better off in Ellendale or outside. They're not in Ellendale.
We can't turn it down because we think it would be better in Ellendale. You know, we have to weigh it against our ordinance and say yes or no. And I empathize with you with your situation. I mean, that's a lot to have going on next door, no question. And maybe you guys can all work something out at some point. So, well, I appreciate your comments
very much.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Either you or Mayor Price referenced that there's been an annexation process and somebody's gone through annexation.
Yes.
Can you tell us where that is?
That annexation is a property that I personally own. And it's all along Route 16.
Okay.
And it's a 5-acre site right along
along Route 16.
And in reference to another application previous, not to change the subject or the site, there was an application for the Ingram Village process on...
That application is still pending.
That's still pending?
That's correct.
Correction. Correction. We are ready to do the second resolution to begin the special connection.
That's fine. I would just question status, that's all.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Just for your reference, that's another large parcel. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Good.
But anyway, we have our concerns about this development and its weight that it will place upon the community not being annexed in. You know, the community is going to be asked to police. It's going to be very, very difficult without the understanding of having adequate resources to increase the staffing of the department as well as coding and so on and so forth. But they can't ask us for coding because in the event that they weren't part of the annexation into Ellendale, then, of course, coding wouldn't apply. But certainly they're going to be flooded with calls thinking that it might apply. But and there again, I guess maybe I can get an understanding. The memorandum of understanding that we have with the county associated with developments of this type, how does it apply?
I'll defer to council for that.
I can't answer that one because I haven't received a copy of it.
Oh, okay.
In the hands of the assistant county.
And I'm not seeing it either, but
don't know.
You know, if there's an enforceable agreement, great. But, you know, as I sit here tonight, this is an application to the county's Planning and Zoning Commission.
Do you have a copy of that?
We're not going to look at it and
right.
analyze it.
I understand.
Can't do it.
But just in the event that you don't have it, it is a matter of record, I would strongly suggest you explore that. There is a memorandum of understanding with the county.
Absolutely. We all need to see it. Sure.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
We're correct that this is a change of zone application that has a meeting before County Council on May the 5th, and
yeah.
the actions of
yeah.
this committee will be a recommendation.
I know you know that our job is to make a recommendation. The main event will be at County Council, and maybe between now and then, events will evolve that would shed some more light on the whole issue.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks for your comments. Yes, sir, I think you... You were next.
Jeff Daly, Town of Milton. I'll keep my comments brief. We're going late tonight, gentlemen.
Oh, this isn't bad.
This isn't bad at all.
No, heck no. Right.
Very good.
Be anywhere until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
One thing I'd like to share with you, I am a resident of Milton, but I'm also a resident of Sussex County. And meaning no disrespect, it is incumbent upon you all to make recommendations to council that are good for this county today and 40, 50 years from now. And Newdale Acres looks just like the subdivision that I grew up in back in the late 50s, early 60s. And I don't know if that's a good comment that we've come no further than subdivisions that look like that, or if it's a bad comment. But in the town of Milton, we have two LPDs, high-density developments, that are neighborhoods of Milton. Cannery Village is a neighborhood. Even though we have our own HOA, it is a neighborhood. It is not just another subdivision. And yes, we have lots of land in Sussex County, but how many developments are we going to keep approving with houses on half-acre lots until there are no more half-acres? And this is a prime example of a total lack of communication between the developer and the town. Because if there had been communication, there would have been a lot more creativity. You absolutely have to have parking next to that park. And the first thing that they must build is the pool and clubhouse. And as they develop in phases, we all now know that they have to have bonds that will assure that these amenities are completed as time goes on. And all of these things you all need to be saying in your recommendations to council, because we don't have an exhaustible supply of land. We're a small state, and you can't keep doing what was done in the 60s. And yes, there are many, many creative ways to slow traffic through these kinds of neighborhoods. We should be creating neighborhoods, especially. And this leverage thing with developers coming and saying, oh, we want to be part of your town. And then hearing from you all, well, we have to go by our county ordinances. Okay? This is not healthy for me, the resident of Milton, and also the resident of Sussex County. And it's not good. This is not healthy. And somehow, you wonderful gentlemen have to be more creative, just like the guys that came up with this 1960s development with lousy parking outside the park, no bond for the pool, probably. Pool's not going to be built first, so it may never get built. And these are the things that really are important, because these impact the way people live. Not just today, but forever. I had a great life in 1960, growing up on Clover Ridge Road. But you know what? They don't build houses on 3/4 acres in that part of Ohio any longer, where I hail from, because they're out of land. There is no more land. So we need to do better. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Mr. Krause, do you have a question?
Yes, I just wanted to address some of the comments that were, I'll be brief.
I'm going to let you do it because it's late, but we don't normally.
Well, just for the record, I want to submit these letters and agendas, which I'd like to go over first, which date back to April of 2005, April 11th, 2005, May 3rd, 2005, May 12th, 2005, February 8th, 2006, February 14th, 2006. You know, I had the most respect for both, you know, Mr. De La Quilla and also the mayor, and I've met with him several times. And, you know, there's proof that we've been trying to get into the town of Ordinance, I mean, the town of Ellendale. The property is not in their comprehensive plan as it states right now, as Mr. De La Quilla stated. The parcel that's left out is the southern parcel, in which they've been trying for the past 2.5 to 3 years to get to amend that comprehensive plan to do that. I have stated from the beginning, and I state here tonight in front of each and every one of you, that, and also part of our MPHU process, that we will annex into the town, we will come to some kind of agreement with the town to annex in the property. Now, if an agreement cannot be made with the town, then that's fine. But I don't think it should be subject to this application whatsoever. Their annexation plan is not going to be approved for another 2 months. I mean, we've been waiting since 2005. The park was located based on some of the comments that we've received at some of the Planning Commission meetings. The subdivision itself, the gentleman said it's a 1960s layout. Well, if you'd read their comprehensive plan and you read their ordinance, that's what it's based off of. It's based on their large development parcel.
You did state that in the record earlier, that the design of your plan was in conformance with the requirements of Ellendale's.
So with that being said, I mean, I'm not, and I just want the mayor, and I don't know how many planning commission members are here, to realize tonight that we are not going to just shut the town of Ellendale out. I mean, it's in our MPHU application. We have to have some type of conversation with them, and we are going to work something out. Now, if it doesn't work out, then we will go through the county. But it's nothing different than Ingram Village is doing today. Thank you.
Welcome, sir. Okay. Anyone else on the commission have any questions? Statements? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for what's left of Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. All right, gentlemen, I think that completes our public hearings, referring back to our first public hearing, subdivision 2008-24, Gregory A. and Charlotte L. Hastings.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer subdivision 2008-24, Gregory A. and Charlotte L. Hastings for further consideration by the commission.
Second. Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2008-24, Gregory A. and Charlotte L. Hastings. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?